Deputy Lieutenant, Mr. Dean, past mayors, free citizens, aldermen and women, fellow councillors, citizens of the London Borough Sadhak, ladies and gentlemen. May I say how privileged and honoured I am to have been elected mayor of Sadhak this afternoon in such a wonderful, iconic setting, with centuries of history behind. I'm most grateful to the Dean of Sadhak Cathedral, the very Reverend Andrew Nunn, and his excellent staff for facilitating today's ceremony. It is right and fitting that London's most historic borough should continue to make its mark with the first civic celebration of its kind, where we have combined the rightful recognition excellence in active citizenship with the formal installation of the borough's first citizen. We are also marking the elections of Sadhak's first Indian-born mayor, and I'm proud to represent the best of both culture and traditions. In the 50 years history of Sadhak Council, we had mayors from various parts of Africa and the Caribbean, from Sri Lanka, England, Scotland and Wales. The fact that India may now be added to that list is further testimony to rich diversity that makes our borough what it is, a place where the nation of the world can find a home and what vital sense of belonging. I would like to thank my co-councillors for electing me mayor of Sadhak for the coming municipal year. I feel very fortunate to be able to share this great honour with all of you and with my family and my friends and to have you here this afternoon. In particular, I would like to thank Councillor Abdul Muhammad, now past mayor, for his kind words and for being such a tireless community champion both before and during his mayoral year. You have carried out the office with great dignity and the kind of civic spirit that only wants the best for the people and the borough we are all called to serve. I very much enjoyed my time as your deputy, and I learned a great deal from your way of being first citizen. It was the perfect grounding and preparation for the journey I'm about to embark on myself. As we travel the length and breadth of this fine borough, I was privileged to witness with you at first hand the generous and selfless giving of so many good citizens, and I'm very pleased that we have been able to honour some of our finest examples in this morning civic award ceremony. You are all role models for the kind of care in the community that is literally bridging the gap between life and death. We salute you all, but especially those who give freely of their time as volunteers and without whom so many services in Sadhak would quite simply grind to a halt. There's no doubt that there's continued to be a high level of goodwill for the role of mayor in Sadhak and for the civic office as custodian and champions of civic pride and community cohesion. This is partly due to the growth and development of the council program of civic engagement in recent years. But I'm also conscious that some of our past mayors are seated before me in their rightful places of honor as serving councillors. You and the other past mayor who cannot be with us this afternoon, as well as the honorary alderman and alderwoman, free citizens who are here, are largely the reason why there is still so much pride in the civic office. You are each a credit to us, and we must never forget your exemplary service. It is the hallmark of a caring society that nobody is left behind, no or left out. This is a fundamental principle about which we are all agreed in Sadak, councillors, council officers, and resident alike. Apathy and compassion in action underline all that we have stand for, but individually and collectively. As mayor and first citizen, I'm willing to be at the forefront of this enterprise, but I cannot achieve things on my own. I may well look the part, but I am not invincible. I'm proud to be in this chain of office, prouder than you could ever imagine, but we are, each of us, linked in this chain. As a measure of this partnership and the way of putting that we preach into practice, the Mayor of Sadak Charity Appeal raises a much needed fund for some of our worthy causes. I am therefore pleased to announce this afternoon that my charities for the new municipal years will be Drops Project and Homes for Heroes. The Robes Project provides a vital service for the homeless in the form of secure and safe temporary accommodation for people who are at a risk of sleeping rough, preventing people from sleeping on the street in the depth of winter, providing a roof over their head and a warm bed for the night. The project also offers the stability needed to help get people back on their feet. My choices of Homes for Heroes is a further development of the Armed Forces Kandiri Convent, to which Sadak is fully signed up. The charity was founded in response to the plight of homeless ex-servicemen personnel, and it provides a range of vital services, including hostel accommodation, help to gain a permanent home, and counseling for the people with challenges such as depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. I appeal to you to support my fundraising activities over the coming years for these two most deserving causes that are doing such excellent work in Sadak and beyond. As well as announcing the beneficiary of the Mayor of Sadak's charity appeal, I have two other early duties to fulfill, as the first of these is to nominate my dear wife Varsha as my mayoress. As she is a very busy person in her own right, as a successful businesswoman and kind mother, as she will not be able to attend all the engagements, I will therefore be accompanied on occasion by members of my family, including my three sons and two daughter-in-laws, who are more like daughters to me, and by some of my friends. The second and final duty for now is to announce that my spiritual advisor for the duration of the mayoral year will be Acharya Sunil Pathak. In concluding, I'm mindful of something Lyndon B. Johnson, 36th President of the United States, said about high office. When the burdens of the presidency seems unusually heavy, I'm always reminding myself could be worse. I could be mayor. I dare to both differ and agree. Being mayor of Sadak cannot be quite as burdensome as being president of the United States of America, but it can, in its own way, be equally challenging. I cannot do it. We are in this together, united to serve, and our joint task, regardless of political or other differences, it is to make this borough the best there is. Thank you very much.